Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us for Freedom's Call this morning. This is Pat Githens. Well, we're glad that you can join us. Here we are in the beginning of the month of December. I would like to bring some seasonal messages for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and messages that refer to the reason for the season. And I noticed, too, that there's not quite the attack on Christmas this year that there has been in times past. There's always been an outright war against Christmas for the last several years. But it seems like maybe that the secular progressives, the humanists, the socialists, all of those that are opposed to it have kind of lessened their attack. Not that they're going to give in to letting the Christmas nativity scenes and that sort of thing be displayed in public arenas, but many of the major stores have gone back to the Christmas theme. It's not so much now Happy Holidays as it is Merry Christmas. And not because that they're celebrating the reason for the season, but it's because that so many Christians across the nation raised such a ruckus about it that they threatened to boycott some of these stores. And it's greed. They didn't want to lose money, so now they're going back to Merry Christmas and putting up Merry Christmas signs and one thing and another. Well, whatever the reason that they're doing it, I'm glad they are. This morning, we want to look into the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 6. Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Well, I want us to look at the first line of that, and that where it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. What we have there is a picture of both the humanity and the deity of Jesus Christ. This child given to us is Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among men. And the Son given to us is also Christ, the Son of God. So as I said in this one sentence, we have presented to us the deity of Christ and the humanity of Christ. He came unto us a child, born of a virgin. His birth also prophesied by Isaiah, when he said, a virgin shall conceive, his name shall be called Emmanuel, the Son of God. We go back over here to chapter 7 in the book of Isaiah and verse 14 on that. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, I didn't quote that exactly right before I turned and read it, but nevertheless, Isaiah also prophesied the fact that Jesus would come into the human race being born of a virgin. And that's extremely important. So he came unto us as a child. God has given us a child born of a virgin, born in lowly circumstances, lived among the poor, never attended a school of higher learning, even though he had all knowledge. He was a transient lay preacher who never had a pulpit of his own. He rubbed the religious leaders the wrong way on a continuous basis. His ministry lasted just 3.5 years. He was tried on false charges, crucified like a common criminal between two thieves, and yet the world has never been the same since Christ was born in that Bethlehem stable. Yes, God has given us a child like none other child that's ever been born. Who does this pronoun us refer to? Well, many would say it refers to the whole human race. And when we look at John 3:16, in that sense, it does. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But then we look at the fact that most of the human race has rejected him. They have rejected this gift from God. Therefore, for those who fail to receive him, he does not belong to them. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "This child is not born to you unless you are born to this child." You think about that for a moment and you'll see the truth of that statement. If you reject Christ, that child does not belong to you. That Jesus does not belong to you because you've rejected him. So to those whom he calls will this God-man redeem, and they shall be born unto him. That is, born again. Only those that have been and will be born again can claim the babe in the manger there in Bethlehem as that gift from God to them. And then the next thing we look at is this: a son is given to us. And again, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Well, since this Son is given to us, then we also become sons given to him. "For unto as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God," the scriptures say. The Son is given to us, God's redeemed elect, and we are given to the Son. If we go over to the book of John and chapter 10, verses 27 through 29, Jesus teaching here, he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." So we see here that the Father has given these redeemed ones, or this elect ones, to Jesus for him to redeem. And that nobody can pluck those whom he has redeemed out of his hand nor the Father's hand, because he and the Father are one. So we see the Son is given to us, and we, the saved, are given to the Son. We're not our own, the Bible says. We are bought with a price. And that price is the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed upon the cross of Calvary. The Son of God, who created all things, is heir to all things that belong to God, and all things do belong to God. So as children of God, sons of God, if you will, we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. "Yes, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." You know, this morning, if you've not accepted this gift of God, this virgin-born child, this Son of God, then you really have no cause to celebrate his birth this Christmas. If Christ is not your Christ, you are none of his. You have no cause to sing those sacred Christmas carols that proclaim his birth. If you're not numbered among those to whom this child has been born and to whom this son has been given, then you only sing empty words when you sing peace on earth, goodwill toward men. There's no peace in the heart of a Christ rejecter. Joy to the world? Forget it. The Christ rejecting world knows no joy. Now, you may not have received this God-given child and son yet, but the door of God's grace is open to you, the invitation still being offered to you. Whosoever will may come. There's still an opportunity for you to escape the burning fires of hell. You have the opportunity this morning to accept the greatest gift of all, eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became a man to die for you and for every sinner that will call upon his name for salvation. Yes, he died a substitutionary death for you on the cross of Calvary. And I want to tell you this morning, if you will humble yourself before him, bow before him, submitting yourself to him, confessing yourself to be a sinner in the need of salvation and forgiveness, calling upon him to forgive you of your sins and to give you the everlasting life, in no wise will he pass you by. The invitation's open to you. Will you come? Holy Spirit speaking to your heart this morning? Is he asking you to come to Jesus this morning and receive the most precious gift of all, that gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Son of God? My friend, you have that opportunity today. The choice is yours. Today is a day of opportunity. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for tomorrow may never come. So would you come today, confessing yourself to be a sinner and asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of those sins and become your Savior? Well, that's all the time that we have for the program this morning. I'm so thankful that this Son of God, Jesus Christ, who is God, became a child born unto us. God became man, and there was born in that stable in Bethlehem, coming into the world in poor surroundings, and then finally going to the cross of Calvary 33 and a half years later. And I want you to know, as the Son of God, as God, he went on that cross of Calvary, the God-man, to die for every sinner that will call upon his name. You can receive no more precious gift than the gift of God, which is eternal life. Well, until next time, this is Pat Githens saying to you and yours, have a great day.